Hello, I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is Behind the Curtain, tips, tricks, and insights into patterns and practices at Microsoft. Today, I'm joined by Ajoy Krishnamurthy, who's the product planner for Patterns and Practices. Hi, Ajoy, how are you doing?
Good, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So today, we're going to talk about how do we pick what to give guidance on within Patterns and Practices. So tell me a little bit about our advisory council and what other processes you go through to figure out what we should be creating.
So you don't want me to talk about the big dartboard that I have, just throw the dart and pick? No, I'm just kidding, actually.
Of course. I thought you used that just for the stock investments.
I do that too, actually. I probably beat the market every single time. So, you know, I think that's a great question. For patterns and practices, you know, we're a small team. We have very limited resources. So we got to be very picky about the areas that we, you know, we invest in. Mm-hmm. So to do that, I think what we've got a few different feedback channels coming in, right? One is essentially what we call the Patterns and Practices Advisory Council.
Okay.
This is an internal council where we have representation from many Microsoft divisions, the product divisions, right?
Okay.
Office, SharePoint, you know, Windows Phone. We've got the developer division, you know, the makers of Silverlight, .NET, Visual Studio, and whatnot. And also some of the cross-cutting groups where we have services folks, people who actually do consulting services in the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, developer and platform evangelism team, where they work with a lot of customers day in and day out.
Right.
So we get together twice a year trying to understand, you know, what are the top-of-the-mind scenarios and concerns that they have from a guidance perspective. And that helps us influence, you know, in terms of the areas that we should be looking at. So that's one channel.
So that's internal.
That's an internal.
Okay.
So we meet in, you know, in the fall, trying to understand, you know, do a quick, you know, status check, but look at what we should be investing in the next 12, 18 months. And then again in spring, where we talk about the next fiscal year plan. Microsoft runs fiscal year, which is July to June. So
right.
We tend to pick a plan for the next 12, 18 months. We don't plan ahead beyond that because things are changing so fast, and
right.
We're a very agile team, and we try to ship, you know, in a 3-6 months time frame, so to speak.
Right.
So that's one, and then the other, we balance that with also, and again, very critical feedback that we get from partners and customers. So, you know, David, who is the architect in the team, and myself, we meet with a lot of these people one-on-one outside this meeting as well to collect a little bit more insight.
Mm-hmm.
But we do that with the partner community, a lot of the regional, national SIs, global SIs. We meet with them on a regular basis.
Systems integrators.
Thank you. I know acronyms everywhere. And then we also do the same with a lot of our customers, trying to get one-on-one with them and run some ideas through and say, you know what, we're looking at, for example, Windows Azure, you know, a lot of questions around cloud. We took our time to get into that space because
mm-hmm.
we don't want to go in and start providing guidance when it's too early, you know, when it's too, you know, volatile and whatnot.
Right.
So we want, when we pick an area to focus on, we want to get some validation from the customers that they're looking at certain problems that they want to come and, you know, work on or build a solution on top of the platform. Then we get involved and get the customer's input from a planning perspective. So that's at the very, you know, meta level, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
macro level. But then when you zoom down into the individual projects, we mimic the same process with the Project Advisory Council. You know, many of the viewers are probably familiar with this, where they, you know, the council members get on the call every 2 weeks with the project team. It's essentially an extended project team where we run through our backlog, you know, deprioritize or, you know, change the order of the you know, issues that we are, you know, talking about. And use that to drive the next iteration that we are working on. So we continue that from the macro level to the micro level as well. And then adding to that is the CodePlex community, where we, you know, while in development, we use CodePlex as our project, you know, place, where we get a lot of feedback in the forums and whatnot. People suggest new capabilities and features. Other people are voting on it. And we get a good conversation going on. So we're very fortunate in PNP to have a very vibrant community helping us figure out, you know, the right areas to go work on.
Right. Now, we obviously deal with a lot of events every year.
That is true.
Tech Eds and PDCs and all these other sorts of
right.
things. You were talking about, you know, customers participating in the actual development process.
Right.
Do we take feedback from customers who come to those events, and do they potentially get the opportunity to join those project teams? How do you do that?
Absolutely. I think that's a great question. So we do PDC, TechEd. We also have our own PNP symposiums that we run in, you know, Redmond. In fact, the one coming up in October 18th through 22nd. But we also have PNP events worldwide, right? We've done in Russia, Ukraine. In fact, there's one coming up in September. You know, and all around the world. So we use the conferences to continue that conversation,
right.
both at the macro level, figuring out what are the new areas that they are looking at, but also at the project level. One good example, for example, you know, when we did the Enterprise Library version 5.0, the Enterprise Library team did some user experience study for the configuration tool. So mm-hmm. we did that at TechEd. You know, we picked people from the TechEd attendees and say, hey, come and play with the config tool and provide us some feedback so we can redesign it if it's needed or get
right.
that design to a more usable state, so to speak.
All right, excellent. And is that also how you sometimes find people to actually work sort of on that extended project team?
Yeah.
So how do you pick those people?
True. So I think, you know, again, in Patterns and Practices, we have a core set of, you know, full-time employees working on the project, but we also go get, subject matter experts, so to speak.
Right.
And these are people in the community working on certain projects using, you know, SharePoint, Windows Azure, you know, .NET, you name it. So during this conversation, we pick a few people that have expressed interest in working, and we get them to participate in the advisory council, which is a voluntary thing, right?
Right.
And you commit to spend some time and you provide feedback, but then we also hire them to work on the project more as a work for hire. You know, they come in and spend 40 hours with the project team on a particular topic, and it's more of a consulting gig, so to speak.
Okay.
So we have a good balance of both of that going at the same time as well.
All right, excellent. What projects do we have underway right now?
Yeah, so there's quite a few going on, right? We've got the Prism, which is the library for building composite applications, client composition with Silverlight and WPF. So
right.
that's in flight right now, pretty exciting project there. We've got the Windows Azure guidance. You know, we're running it in small sprints. So we finished sprint one. The guide is already out there in MSDN, and we just wrapped up sprint two.
Okay.
So on the essentially looking at the scenarios around migrating apps from on-premise to off-premises, so to speak.
Okay.
So that's in flight. One of the things we're also doing with Windows Phone 7, you know, there's a lot of excitement from
right.
an application development standpoint. You know, if you're a Silverlight developer, you know, you are a Windows Phone 7 developer, if you will. So we are working on a guidance where we can talk about, you know, not just building apps for the phone, but also leveraging Windows Azure from a data persistence standpoint.
All right.
So that's something that's in flight. We have a project that focuses on, service composition. You know, I talked about client composition with Prism.
Right.
So primarily around service composition, showing some of the design patterns on the SOA, services world, and how some of the technology and the products can help in bringing that to light.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a few different things going on. I mean, the team is pretty busy with these projects.
Well, that sounds great. Any last things you want to add about how we pick our projects? Or?
Sure. I think more than how we pick our projects, I think the most thing that I'll request is, you know, provide us feedback. You know, I think you can keep us honest and let us know that whether we're working on the right set of scenarios or not. And you can do it in multiple different ways. You know, you can put comments on any of our blogs, you can participate in the CodePlex project sites, or you can join us and follow us on our Facebook page for Patterns and Practices, or our Twitter account, it's MSPNP. I mean, you got many ways and means to communicate, you know, the feedback to us. And come and join us at the PNP Symposium in Redmond. I mean, we spent a lot of time during the symposium, you know, spending face-to-face with the, you know, attendees, getting a sense of, you know, what are the type of applications that they're building, what technologies that they're using, and what are the shortcomings, if you will, or what are their opportunities where we can provide some guidance. So,
right.
many ways to engage.
At the symposium, there'll be almost everybody from PNP there, willing to talk and interested to find out what people have done and want to do in the next generation of things.
Absolutely. You got that, Michael.
All right, excellent. All right, well, that's it for this episode of Behind the Curtain, tips, tricks, and insights into patterns and practices here at Microsoft. We'll see you again next week.